As the saying goes, nothing happens until somebody buys something. The Army spends tens of billions of dollars a year on everything from uniforms to combat vehicles. How it goes about acquisition and moving all that material around the world has a big impact on its effectiveness and readiness. Lieutenant General Michael Williamson is the military deputy to the Assistant Secretary of the Army for Acquisition, Logistics, and Technology. He's with Tom at the Association of the U.S. Army Conference in Washington. Tom?
Thank you, Emily, and General Williamson. Great to have you on.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, so I guess everything in acquisition starts with the people that do it. And give us a sense of the size and the scope and the makeup of the people in the Army that do the acquisition of pretty much everything.
Yeah, it's a great point. We have 38,000 acquisition professionals. They are they range from scientists to engineers, contracting professionals, quality folks. So I think the opening of the segment where we talk about how many people and the range that they have is really important. It's a really talented bunch.
And just as a sense of the workforce, what percentage of it is military? What percentage is uniform?
You know, I think what people would find surprising is that when you look at acquisition, there's only about 12 to 1,500 uniformed people in that mix of 38,000. Those predominantly are program management and contracting folks. But when you look at the gamut of things that happen in acquisition, it's mostly civilian.
And where are they? They're not all in the Pentagon, obviously.
No, actually, there's very few. And I think that's one of the things that people find surprising is that we have acquisition professionals all over the world, and to include in areas of combat. Because when you look at beams and bullets and all those things that it takes to support the force, we have to put contracting expertise, we have to put acquisition expertise, even in combat zones.
All right, so a big question in recent years has been when you get to that civilian workforce, they have a wide range of ages. There's a lot of people eligible for retirement, maybe. At the same time, you've got to bring in new talent. What does it look like from your perspective in the Army of what's going to happen in the next few years with respect to that experience level?
You know, that's one of the things I worry the most about. So when you take a look at, as we had the recession, there were a number of people who stayed, and you know, we benefited from keeping that experience. The challenge now, though, is that as these individuals are starting to look towards retirement, we're going to see a lot of experience leave the force. I worry that we have had the opportunity to grow and develop kind of the middle managers. And like any organizations, we have to continue to invest in bringing talent in. The challenge, though, is as the economy has continued to get better, it presents more choices for our workforce. And so what we have to do every day is make sure that we continue to attract great people, keep them interested and occupied, and grow them to become senior leaders.
And what is the attraction for buying on behalf of an organization like the Army?
Yeah, I don't think you'll see this kind of experience anyplace else. So one, you have the opportunity to serve worldwide in various assignments. And then two, you also get the opportunity to do a myriad of tasks related to combat vehicles, aircraft. You know, when you look at the Army, we still have the most ships, we have the most aircraft, and people take that for granted. But you can experience all kinds of things within the acquisition process that I don't think you'll have the opportunity to do in other services, one, and two, and just industry.
And so what does it take to be good at this? What kind of talent do you look at, presuming you can train it to the particulars of the Army and of the DFAR? What do you look for in terms of raw talent coming in?
And so, you know, our starting point is that you'll find that our workforce starts with a bachelor's degree, but it's a mix. It's not only education and training, but it's also an experience factor. What makes someone really good at our profession is that they have that mix. It's not just going to school for multiple years and claiming yourself an expert. Expertise really comes from getting your boots dirty, getting in there, and working hard. And what we find is that by providing diverse opportunities for our workforce, they grow, they develop, and they take that experience base and actually produce great capabilities for our soldiers.
Now, you have ATL in your title, which is Acquisition, Logistics, and Technology. To what degree can someone move within those three disciplines under the bigger umbrella?
You know, we see that all the time, and what you'll find is people who become qualified in multiple areas. So as an example, in my case, I have communications and electronics. I have some test experience as well as program management. I think when you look at our workforce, you'll find most have a couple of different skill sets and that they will bounce back and forth. And we encourage that, and we provide the education and training to support it.
Now, we are operating under a continuing resolution, the federal government is, and this seems to be more of a regularity than probably a lot of people would wish. What effect does that have on acquisition and the workforce, and how does it affect what you do day by day?
It has a tremendous effect. It's one of the things I worry the most about. So, you know, in our own lives, if you had to worry about whether you were going to be paid or have a job the next day because your organization couldn't figure out the budget, in many cases, you'd look for another job. And so our most talented individuals are affected by this. And I think one of the things that we should offer our employees is stability. They should understand that we are going to pay our bills. And so I consider the CR, this continuing resolution, to have a really, really terrible effect on the morale and on the capacity of our workforce.
And I guess ultimately what you do in the ATL channel affects, as we said in the beginning, it really affects the Army itself, ultimately.
It does, but one of the things I want to make sure that I convey is that it's not only about the things that we are buying today, but it's also about developing people to be innovative and create the needs, to address the needs for our folks in the future. And so when you ask about developing our workforce, I have to have an environment where I bring good people in who can think about tomorrow's problems so that we can make sure that our soldiers have the newest technologies, the newest capabilities for the future fight.
And do you do recruitment at colleges, like some of the big corporations and that kind of thing?
We absolutely do. We try to bring in talent from multiple career fields. As I mentioned before, we look for scientists, we look for engineers, computer scientists. So we have to go out to the best schools and find that kind of talent.
All right, Lieutenant General Michael Williamson is the Military Deputy to the Assistant Secretary of the Army for Acquisition, Logistics, and Technology. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.